Hello and welcome to another episode of Science Chat, the Science Communication Podcast. I'm Sean Marshall. Today I'm speaking to Dr. Andrea Gaggioli of the Open Genius Project, an initiative promoting crowdfunding in science, which, as well as other similar initiatives, is gaining some popularity as budgets tighten in the traditional sources of research funding. Dr. Gaggioli hopes that the project will provide seed money for researchers who otherwise might not have the possibility to carry out their research. And I started by asking him what prompted him to start the Open Genius Project.
Well, the main motivation why I started the Open Genius Project is to help my colleagues in finding alternative ways of funding their research. Because, it's a time of academic poverty because of the economic crisis and because it's not really clear how to find the best strategy to invest in science. And for this reason, I thought that giving people the possibility of directly funding research projects could be a potentially interesting way of integrating the conventional funding process.
And how is the project designed to work?
So, the idea is quite simple. We basically want to make qualitative research projects available to the public and facilitate the funding through the use of social media and social network. So the process is threefolded. First of all, researchers send their project ideas to Open Genius. Then the grant managers in Open Genius receive the project and forward the content of the project to experts who provide a peer review, anonymous peer review of the content of the project. If the project doesn't fail the review, is published on the Open Genius website, and the crowdfunding process starts. So everybody is able to donate to this specific project. If the project reaches a threshold, a budget threshold, then a grant is awarded by the Open Genius team to the researcher who has proposed this project. And after, the researcher executes the project, and the people, the donors, have the possibility of following the progress of the project thanks to the continuous update of the researcher.
So where does the crowd for crowdfunding, where does that crowd come from? And how do you recruit people to sponsor the project?
The people will have the possibility of funding the project directly from the internet. So they basically visit the website and make the funding. But we plan to give people the possibility of creating funding communities. So we think that a donor who is interested in a specific project could create a group or a community of donors who that are interested in supporting this project. So we can leverage on social networks in order to aggregate the critical mass of resources needed to fund a project.
And does Open Genius actively advertise and look for people to fund, or is it just made available for people to come and look for it themselves?
We don't have enough budget for publicizing or communicating the project in conventional media. So we want to leverage the viral properties of the web.
Have you identified any risks associated with using this approach to funding?
This approach is as ambitious as risky. Of course, we have to prevent frauds, the risk of frauds. We have to prevent the risk that the projects are not fulfilled. We have to prevent the risk that donors do not understand the content of the projects because of the technical terms that is included. So we are really working on these issues, which are quite difficult challenges, but we have already thought about some possible solutions. For the problem of fraud, we want to use the expertise of scientists to evaluate the soundness and the quality of the project. This is something that happens already in science. Peer review is the basic process that allows scientific knowledge to be generated. And as concerns the problem of successfully completing the project, we will ask researchers to provide continuous progress report of their achievements in order to give the possibility to both donors and experts to review the achievements of the project itself. Regarding the third problem, that is how to ensure that the donors properly understand the content of the project, we will ask researchers to provide a description of the project that is more divulgative and understandable by, let's say, the man of the street. And this description will accompany the technical description of the project, which will be used only by experts. So basically, there will be two versions for each project. One version for experts and one version for the public. Of course, the experts will have to make sure that these two different versions are consistent in order to avoid that researchers, let's say, market their ideas.
And because this process is more open than the standard research process, how does Open Genius deal with intellectual property issues?
This is another big challenge. We are working on the definition of a specific procedure to legal protect the knowledge of the researchers. But of course, researchers will have to sign an agreement with both Open Genius and its experts in order to allow the experts to read the content of their project. On the other side, the expert, the anonymous expert who will review the project, will have to sign a non-disclosure agreement to access the content of the projects. But you have to note that this is the standard procedure that is used for reviewing grant proposals all over the world. So it's nothing new under the sun. It's something that is already done in all grant review processes.
Once the research is completed, what are the publishing requirements of those who have received funding? Is it the same as for traditional sources of funding, or does Open Genius have specific requirements?
We are planning to have a three-step funding process. When the project budget is reached, then the grant is awarded to the researcher. and a prepayment is disbursed. Then at let's say in the middle of the project, there is a midterm evaluation of achievements and results. And if this midterm evaluation is successful, then a second payment is issued. And the final payment is disbursed at the end of the project only if the final and ending evaluation will be successful again. So this is a mechanism that we have defined in order to avoid that, let's say, researchers stick the money and fly, you know.
And is the research published in the traditional scientific journals?
Yes, it's published in traditional journals, and the publication can be considered itself an output of the project.
And does Open Genius differ from other science crowdfunding initiatives?
I think that it's not much different in the concept, but it's hard to define the real differences between these different initiatives because they are very, they are all very immature. If you look at the other initiatives, they only fund two or three projects each, and most of them have not been successful. I think that there must be a reason for that, and the reason is that we can only achieve a success if we federate all these initiatives in one single initiative which provides, let's say, a worldwide service. I think that all researchers in the world have the same needs, and I think that the granting procedure is quite standard in every country, in each country. So why don't we federate, we try to federate all these crowdfunding initiatives in one single initiative that is made by researcher for researchers. So I don't think that all these fragmented initiatives will be successful if they don't, let's say, create a common effort.
And are there any other crowdfunding initiatives that you know of that are of the same opinion, that they would like to see this coming together?
Well, this is the first time I'm making this proposal, okay. Because I became aware of many initiatives because of, you know, the press covered these initiatives. Otherwise, they are quite sparse and difficult to find. So now that I am aware that other people in the world, especially in the US, are trying to use the same approach, why should we do it separately? We could do it together.
I'm inclined to agree with you there. So, has Open Genius had much success so far? Have you any success stories you'd like to tell us about?
Not at all, because it's still an idea, and we are creating an organization to make this idea a reality. But of course, it's not easy to find the investment to make this idea concrete for a very simple reason. We want to be not profit, and of course, it's very difficult to find money from investors if you have a not-for-profit venture idea. But I think that being no profit is an important feature in order to get the trust by the scientific community and avoid the potential conflict of interest.
And on that note, Andrea, I'd like to thank you very much for talking to Science Chat today, and I'd like to wish you and the Open Genius project lots of success in the future.
Thank you, Sean, and I will keep you posted.
Well, that's it for this episode of Science Chat. You can find out more about Dr. Gaggioli and the Open Genius Project on www.opengenius.org. And as usual, you can find out more about this and other Science Chat episodes on www.sciencechat.net/WordPress.